The U.S. is beginning phase two of its campaign against the al-Qaeda network, a careful look at Pakistan, a continuing watch of Saddam Hussein's Iraq, several other countries as well. Douglas Waller writes about military matters for Time magazine and helped with a story this week on where the U.S. turns next. Somalia, with no real government and clan leadership, is one of those places.
Somalia is probably not the best haven for the al-Qaeda operatives. Somalis tend to gossip a lot, news spreads quite a bit, and they would have a difficult time keeping themselves underground.
And the article also says that they would be very quick to take the reward money.
Oh, they would. In that part of the world, people can be turned over to the highest bidder.
A bit of a different situation, because the last U.S. military experience in Somalia was quite a different thing.
Well, it was, and I think that would also give the U.S. pause to really go in there. I mean, we had a very bitter experience trying to hunt down the warlord Mohammed Farah Adid there, and I don't think the U.S. wants to go in there with any type of military force. That's why you saw a U.S. delegation heading over there last week trying to preempt any escape route into Somalia.
And Yemen, this is Osama bin Laden's family home, came from there, lots of al-Qaeda sympathizers. Tell us about Yemen.
Well, Yemen is bin Laden's original base. He still has business interests, or at least U.S. intelligence believes he still has business interests in Yemen, and it's the site where the USS Cole was bombed. The Yemeni government eventually coughed up support for the U.S. investigation into the Cole. The government now seems to be amenable to U.S. pleas to keep al-Qaeda out.
Sudan is another country. Sudan, of course, was hit in 1998 by American cruise missiles because of its connection, it's thought, with Osama bin Laden. What's the situation with Sudan?
Sudan now seems to be wanting to provide all the help it can. In fact, it has been leaking statements and information that it has a lot of documents that it was willing to provide the United States ahead of time before September 11th. The Sudanese government, probably more than any of the other governments, realizes that it could be the next target if it doesn't cooperate.
Let's go to Southeast Asia. And we have Malaysia, Indonesia, and especially the Philippines. Is it thought that there are al-Qaeda fighters in the Philippines?
Well, it is. They're believed to be aligned with the Abu Sayyaf group, which operates in the southern Philippines. Indeed, actually, the Philippines may be where the next big military action for the U.S. rolls out. We learned, and it's in our issue this week, that the Pentagon plans to deploy over the coming months as many as 100 U.S. Army Green Berets and other special ops commandos and counterterrorism specialists into the Philippines to begin advising the Philippine Army in its battle against the Abu Sayyaf group in the southern part of the country.
Your article talks about countries and also says this in conclusion, that Osama bin Laden trained perhaps 11,000 terrorists in Afghanistan, and most of those people went out to other countries. And you postulate there at the end that they don't particularly need host countries and they don't particularly need leadership.
No, they don't. This is not like a U.S. corporation where commands from the top are followed out rigidly throughout the organization. Bin Laden issued general directions to the al-Qaeda cells around the world, but the cells operated semi-autonomously. In some cases, they raised their own money and carried on their own operations or put them in trail without really the central headquarters in Afghanistan knowing about it.
So these people could be in Belgrade or Dublin or Buenos Aires, any place.
Well, they could. In fact, one of the nests of terrorists that they're particularly worried about is in the tri-border region in South America, where Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay meet. Down there you have al-Qaeda operatives mixing with Colombian drug lords, mixing with Israeli and Russian mafia and other organized crime figures, all of them kind of swirling around in a mix of crime and drugs and terrorism.
Thank you for talking with us, Mr. Waller.
Good talking to you.
Douglas Waller of Time Magazine.